On the cover, Virgo Regulus and Wyatt Wexford stand side by side atop their spaceship, hands on their hips in a dramatic pose, with the solar wind blowing through their hair. They would look even more heroic if it were not for the green smoke billowing out of their engines, or the many-headed space beast looming large over them.
Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Virgo Regulus, and I'm ready to sink my claws into this fight.
I'm Wyatt Wexford, the last warden of the Stellar Bastion.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is House of Regulus, issue number 13. Your big broad sky is the shelf of a cupboard.
The first page shows the stolen hauler from the drug lord Scipio Pleiades hurtling through space towards seven enormous maws. There's this gigantic creature that is all scales and tentacles and just roaring faces with like circular mouths that's out in space, and our heroes are hurtling towards it. We get a tiny little like window panel that shows Leonova flying the craft, and there's just like smoke hurtling out of the back of the vehicle, but Virgo Regulus and Wyatt Wexford are standing on top of the ship, preparing to fight this enormous space hydra.
Wex is in his full like space gear again now that we're out in the galaxy, and that is kind of like bits and pieces of armor. Mostly on his arms and legs, with maybe like a kind of a beat up chest piece. It's like clear that there's a lot of pieces missing to the full set of armor, and he's wearing, and as part of that, he has kind of like a trench coat, like overcoat, duster type thing that's built into it. He has his hair is kind of like multicolored and fluctuating, kind of probably almost with his mood at this point. And so it's probably like bright red at this moment. Nice. And he is standing, kind of looking at his wrist, typing on a keyboard that is that's displayed not above his wrist, but like literally on his skin. There's a keyboard that is like digital right there, with some subdermal tech. And he is trying to figure out what is going on with these engines and why the ship is smoking.
Nice.
And Virgo Regulus is a catman. His mane is braided, and it's in this like very 1990s sort of like space helmet with LED lights that are like pointing at you. And his power armor, still painted black with the Dunk logo for Don't Use Narcotics, Kids. The Dunk logo is still on there. He's got like jets priming in his like elbows and by his feet, and he's like poised in a sprinter's stance. So like as soon as they get close enough, you can tell he's gonna try and launch himself towards whatever they're about to face.
Fantastic. And then we get just that huge like stance ready to fight, and a little panel with Leonova, who's a bird woman in dark clothing, like kind of, it's also armor, but I think it isn't quite as large as Virgo Regulus's armor. And she's trying to like control the ship and shouting out, "These engines are blasted. You need to handle this quick." And then we just see three of these Hydra heads hurtling forward with their circular mouths towards our heroes. What do you do?
I'm going to shout, "You got this, Wex," and launch myself into one of the mouths.
Amazing. Are you going like into one of the mouths?
Into the mouths.
Amazing. Yeah. So we just get a panel that shows the mouth just like rippling outward, and there's just rows and rows of teeth. Mm-hmm. And Virgo just is inside the Hydra's head.
So just for myself, how big is this Hydra? Like, is it larger than our spaceship?
Yeah, its body is not like dragon style. Like, mm-hmm. it's more like wavy throughout the whole thing.
Okay.
But it could wrap itself easily around your ship, right?
Okay. Yeah. And my good buddy Virgo has just thrown himself into it.
Yes. Yeah, like Virgo inside the panel that we're gonna see with Virgo inside, Virgo will be able to stand at full height inside the mouth.
Oh no. So Wex like looks up, like does a double take as he sees Virgo leap off the ship, looks around at the other heads, which are probably eyeing him a little bit now more aggressively, hits a couple buttons on his wrist, kind of dermotech stuff, and disappears as he like throws on his cloaking device. And nice. We see the like... I think in the past we've described it as being like if you waved a UV light over the page, you would see like the shimmery like ghost form of where he is. And I think he is just going to turn and run and probably like drop and slide towards the engines.
Awesome.
And like my intention is to like we see a panel where he hits the edge of like the back of the ship. And like his feet go over the edge of the back of the ship, but then he grabs onto the edge and swings back down. So he's like nested in with the engine cones and stuff. Mm. And I'm going to try to figure out what the heck is back here on fire.
Perfect. And like there are active flames. What color are the fires in space? Because there's got to be some weird chemical burning out here.
I want to say they are bright green. They're like very green fire.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Wex gets into the cones by the engine and is like starting to deal with stuff, and something bursts and sparks into his face with green flames and like almost gets to him. And then we go right back to Virgo Regulus. You're inside this mouth. It is all like dark blue kind of... it's all like dark blue flesh inside. Mm-hmm. And teeth are starting to just like... towards you as though the mouth is like pulling itself backwards into mm-hmm. the beast's appendage.
Yeah, like an eel's secondary mouth, like retracting.
Exactly. And it's like, yeah, it's pulling back to try to get to you.
We get like a long panel, not like a full page, but like long. It stretches nice. Left to right, and it's the like inner mouth as Virgo like takes hold onto a tooth or a tendon and just allows himself to be pulled back. His goal is to find where all of the heads converge and then blow that up.
Awesome. Yeah, so we see like the Hydra from the outside, and it's like moving itself around. It's trying to find Wex. And so like its heads are just starting to slam against the ship, and we see Leo inside trying to control it, but clearly not able to.
I said it was a long panel, but I think what I want to do now is a giant like two-page splash. Mm-hmm. of multiple things happening, and there's like this long neck that's like snaked around, and so mm-hmm. as it goes from top left to bottom right, we see Virgo like doing various things or like dodging all sorts of like weird acid while the ship outside is doing everything that it does.
Amazing. And so yeah, so it shows like there's not a ton of threats inside other than like acid and teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But that is stuff that, like, you know, we get several panels that show you having to, like, put up an arm to, like, block something coming towards you and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But not to the level that I want to, like, get a roll going for it.
Right.
Wex, do you want to tell me a weird sci-fi phrase of what's going on with this? Or should one of us tell you?
Why don't you guys tell me?
I think it's the biflux triple capacitor is leaking. And so now you've got like all sorts of cooling foam that's leaking into the like biomimetic circuitry.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's green.
Yeah.
I'm looking around. I'm seeing that this like coolant unit is venting. And I know that at this point with the level of damage that it's got, it's going to go critical at mm-hmm. some point and vent like the, and vent enough coolant that it'll like snuff out all the other engines. Mm. And so like at this point, the only thing to do, like the best thing to do is to just remove it.
Oh, no.
And like let the other engines run a little hot. And I'm kind of like looking around frantically to see if I can find anything to use to remove this kind of like big unit. And I don't really have anything on me. And I look out and there's a panel of like Wex looking out over like one of the drive plumes from the engines. And there's like the big Hydra head. And we see like the glint off of its sharp teeth.
Awesome.
And I'm going to kind of like curl up and push off and throw myself out towards this Hydra head to try to grab it.
Awesome. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
Cool. Nice. I rolled an 11.
Great. So that's a 12. Great.
Yeah.
So we have Wex jumping off the back of the ship and just like grabs onto the one of the heads in like a headlock just below where its like circular jaw is. And it starts trying to like move itself back and forth a little bit. And we get a panel at this point that is just above Virgo's head, where a membrane has opened and just bolts of electricity start sparking out of it and like running down the neck as though it's going to blow this electricity out. But we get Wex just like tightening in his arm at just the right minute, and just like there's a spray like a mane around the Hydra's head as like electricity just like vents out of it, and we still like have control there. But both of you are able to be safe from it. But that's just like a little warning that there's electricity coming out of the thing too.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Virgo, you've come down to the end of the neck. And you can see like where all the different necks are going up. And you can see like down there's this like, there's a big bile-y stomach space that's like full of acid and things like that. You can see like several smaller spaceships inside that are being like slowly digested.
I think we get like a close-up panel to Virgo's belt, like on his power armor, and he pulls out like a little sphere and he clicks it, and it like there's a bunch of little like red lights that light up on it, and he just kind of tosses it into the stomach.
Nice. It's like it falls and it do you want it to go into the acid, or are you trying to like land it on something? Just for the visuals.
I don't think that he thought that far ahead. Yeah, so he's just like tossing it. I think I would like to see it kind of like fall into this open cavern and then explode in the like midair.
Perfect. So yeah, so it's falling down and things are, we're going to get like some very quick action because I think Wex needs to do something with a head before anything explodes. But we see the bomb like dropping down into the gullet, and Wex, you've got the head, you're back at the, you're like right at the engines because it was coming towards you. What do you do?
Like, I still have a little bit of momentum pushing because I threw myself away from the ship. And so I like grabbed the head he just like throws up some shields that as like flat platforms, or actually it's probably like a curved shape. And so he like lands on it and runs sort of like horizontally along this like this curved shape, and then pushes off against it to like push himself back towards the ship, pulling the head with him. And my goal is to try to like open, like keep the mouth open so that it clamps around this coolant vent, so that best case scenario I can kind of use its teeth to remove the thing, but maybe worst case scenario it just like vents all the coolant into the Hydra.
Very nice. Okay, so here's what I want to see happen. Virgo, you've dropped this bomb. It's gonna blow fast. You know that there's not an enormous amount of time, but I would like you to directly engage a threat. Because we want to see if you're able to blow this thing up.
Mm-hmm. So I got a total of an 8.
All right. So on a 7 to 9, you can resist or avoid their blows, take something from them, create an opportunity for your allies, or impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
I'm going to create an opportunity for my allies.
Perfect. All right. So the bomb falls down and it gets like a Death Star explosion, like not to the same scale, but it gets like the circle explosion because those are red. And we just get the heads of the Hydras basically like exploding out into different directions. And Virgo is launched by this explosion and is like hurtling through space right now. He's not like way out there or anything, but like that was a big blast. More important than like the directionality. Mm-hmm. Is just like the heat from the hit. Go ahead and roll to take a powerful blow.
I would love to. So this is with 2 plus 2 because I got 2 conditions.
Perfect.
Ooh, boy. So I rolled a 10 plus my two conditions is 12.
Okay. Oh, no. So you can remove yourself from the situation, flee, pass out, etc., lose control of yourself or your powers in a terrible way, or two options from the 7 to 9 list, which I can also read to you.
Yeah, I'm going to take two from the 7 to 9.
Okay.
I'm going to lash out verbally and say, like, yell at Wex and say, like, where are you? The time for action is now. Where are those engines? Help! And then I am also going to give ground. So the opposition now gets an opportunity.
Very nice. The neck placement of the Hydras does just explode. Mm-hmm. And this is a space Hydra, so of course it will grow new heads eventually.
Yeah.
But we have a image of just Wex with the Hydra's head, and its mouth is just like over and over again chomping as he brings it towards the ship. And I'm gonna hit you with the opposition in a minute, but first, what are you gonna do with that Hydra head, Wex?
I'm gonna just like jam it onto this like venting coolant thing.
Okay.
There's like a piece of machinery that is, you know what it is? This is cool. So there's like amongst all of the different engines in the back of the ship, there's a piece of machinery in the center of them all, probably, that is supposed to have like tubes that run out to the different engines to help cool them off. But all of the tubes have become disconnected, and it's just like spinning and venting this coolant foam everywhere. So I'm just trying to like guide and jam this head straight on top of that coolant thing.
Nice. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
All right. Oh boy. So that's a 6 plus 1 is 7, 6, 5. So that's a 5 with Hopeless.
Okay. All right.
Good.
Yeah, good. You've grabbed onto the Hydra and you slam the Hydra's head onto the back of it, and it does just like clamp on. And the coolant starts working through that instead of getting into the other engines, which is a very good thing. It is venting into space, mm-hmm. which is a less good thing. So we have like goopy green bubbles flying out into space. More startling than that at this moment is that we can see that four ships have appeared in the background. There's one that's a bigger ship that the other ships can like clearly like connect onto. It has like broad wings sticking out. It's probably a smuggling ship, but like a quick one. Like it's faster than this hauler. And off of that are three smaller personal crafts. One of them looks like a two-person craft. The other two are definitely one-person crafts. Like these are little attack vessels. And you're starting to get a hail. Leo is someone who is not super comfortable talking on the phone. And so despite the fact that you're fighting a Hydra in space, she has apparently just routed the call to your headsets.
Good.
Both of us?
Yes, both of you. She just went like, she saw that it was ringing and just went like, nope, click, and sent it along.
Good.
Virgo, you are, the body of the Hydra is starting to like, start to reform.
Mm-hmm.
It is... that is largely dealt with. It's going to take a couple of hours before it's at like peak danger again, but you are not connected to a spaceship right now. What do you do? And your headset is going like, what's your ringtone?
Gosh, I think it's like a couple trumpet stings. It's nice. Like the fanfare for the Regulus Legacy.
Oh, perfect. Love it.
So I think he's going to like tap his heels together, and we see like thrusters jumping out of his feet. And so he's trying to zoom back towards the spaceship now.
Nice.
Screw it. Yeah, I like this. He's going to like pop the call up onto his HUD and take it.
Wex, are you also going to, or you're going to let Virgo handle the talking?
I'm not bringing it up as a visual, but I'll tune into the audio so I can add conversation if I need to.
Okay, cool.
You said there were ships behind Virgo as well?
Yeah, there's four ships. There's still like a little bit in the distance, but obviously space travel is very fast.
Mm-hmm.
There's zero possibility that they are just happening to be in the area.
Yeah, you know.
Like last you knew, there were people interested in chasing you because you stole a freighter.
I'm sure we're expecting.
Yeah. And luckily now you're blasting coolant out into space in an easy to follow trail.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are they close enough to us that I could throw myself at one of them and get to it, or?
Not yet. No. Okay. Like you would have That's to slow down. Like okay. now that the coolant is dealt with, like Leo comes on and goes like, sorry, I forwarded the call. Get clear of the engines and get inside.
I do want to try to as soon as I see that this message, like this community, this comm has come up and I hear that, I want to try to also hail Virgo on a separate line.
Okay. Like you're texting Virgo.
Yeah. No, like speaking, like okay. it's a verbal line, just like, so he'll have just like two,
hold on,
two pending calls.
Yeah.
That'll be nice and convenient for both of you while you're out in space.
Yes.
Yeah. The face that pops up is a man with, he's got like parallel head ridges going up the side of his face. He's older and like pretty grizzled. He's got actually like a beard coming down that has some little beads tied up in it. Is Skip Goris, the captain of Drift, somebody that either of you have known from the past? He's not a super fancy guy. He's a mercenary out in space.
Oh, probably.
Okay.
But not in a direct way.
Okay.
I bet I...
You know of him?
I probably stole something from him.
You probably stole something.
I probably either him or someone who worked for him. Like that kind of like mercenary crowd is probably the group that I kind of rolled with for a while.
Perfect.
I feel like Virgo's probably read a dossier on Drift, but not on Skip.
Cool. And yeah, we've got like the little editor's note also that says like Skip Goris, head of Drift, and Drift is D and then capital RIFT.
Good.
And Skip kind of leans in and gets like real close to his camera, which unfortunately makes his like projected hologram face in your mask like really close to your face.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "That is you. You're the Regulus boy. All right. Hey, listen. No offense, but it looks like you're having some engine problems. Why don't you just hand over the kid, and we'll get you set up, send you on home to your family."
I'm not one to turn down engineering assistance, but you know, Wex and I are together, and where he goes I go, and where I go he goes, so would appreciate that help, but we're gonna hang tight on the kid part, and then I'm gonna like switch over to Wex real quick and be like, "Hey Wex, this guy Skip, he said I gotta hand you over. I don't like the sound of that."
No, that's not good. He's not a great guy. Sorry. What's the deal with Leo?
She's
is she part of our family now? Like is she like we've been running away with her for like a day or two now, but like is she like part of our group now? Like are we friends?
Of course we're not friends. She's my sworn rival, but also she helped us like way good out there on that racetrack, and I would like to maybe be friends with her at some time in the future. Hold on, and I'm going to switch back to Skip.
And Skip has clearly been talking this whole time.
Yeah.
He's like, "Had some work with your daddy, and he's a good sort, and, you know, I'm willing to offer you this this boon twice, and so this is me making my second offer. You just hand the kid over, Wex, you said his name was, and we'll take care of your ship, and you'll be home sooner than you can imagine."
Hey, yeah, you know the Maw of Regulus is always ready to roar the roar of justice, but I can't just pass on over a friend without maybe knowing a little bit of cause here. And as we are currently on the run in a spaceship that we acquired totally legitimately, hold on. And I got...
you have a third line that's ringing.
Yeah.
Leo is calling both of you.
Good, extremely good. Hey, Leo.
Do you have a second line with just the two of you?
I
was listening in on the line with Skip Goris, and suddenly you switched off of it. I could see you were still talking. Is there a third line? Is there a party line?
Look, Leo.
Yeah, let me hook you up here. And I like click, and then now it's the three of us.
Listen, Drift, they're bad news. We need to deal with them quickly. Get out of here. They're gonna scuttle us.
I don't know what scuttle means, but that sounds bad.
It means leaving the ship. It's taking out the engines and some of the air systems and everything like that, and just leaving you in it. It's bad news.
Cool. I'm gonna switch back over to Skip, and I'm like, hey, Skip, it sounds like you're trying to scuttle us.
Not you, personally. Listen, it's just, you know, you work for Magnus, and I work for someone too, and you and me don't need to have any sort of problems going forward. We just need to get this settled up and buttoned up quick.
I don't know why everyone in space has like a weird Western accent, and yeah. I'm very sorry for that.
So, when Virgo has switched over to the channel, and so it's just Leo and I,
mm-hmm.
I just want to be like, hey, look, so, like, Virgo and I are friends, and, like, I don't know what your game is here, but like I don't have a ton of friends, and like I don't appreciate you like coming here, and like I appreciate your help like helping us escape, but like if you're trying to like weasel your way into this family, like into this group of friends, like I just don't know that I can maybe back off.
Leo looks so confused, and like you know that thing where like birds like turn their head at a weird angle, she has it turned like at an enormously uncomfortable looking angle, just like staring at her comm device as like the coolant system like hits down to zero and starts like beeping furiously at her. And she says, I'm trying to be Wex. You both seem like fine people. I'm trying to survive the next 20 minutes. And maybe after that, survive for a little bit longer.
But yeah, I understand, and like, and I'm here to help, like with that, and that's important. And we're gonna like, we're gonna get through this, and we're gonna survive, and we're gonna come out, and we're gonna be, I guess, friends or something. But like, just don't. I don't know if I like. Ugh, the universe is a big place, and I don't take my friend away.
I love you guys.
This is so good.
Have you been trying to get like back into the ship as this whole thing has been going on?
I've been trying to climb away from these venting engines.
Yeah.
Yeah, Virgo's still just like floating outside.
I have been trying to share a vulnerability or a weakness. I don't know if I've quite hit that yet.
You know what? I think that you definitely have.
Okay. What I'm doing there, so then what happens when I share a vulnerability or weakness is that I mark a condition. And I'm gonna mark angry. I give Leonova influence over me.
Oh my gosh.
Which is a big deal because now I'll have two people who have influence over me. And then I mark potential.
Nice. Awesome. I love it. This is gonna go south so badly.
I would probably, after saying that to Leo, flip back to the channel with Virgo and Skip. To tune in what they've been saying.
Right. It cuts back to Virgo, and it's like halfway through a sentence, and he's saying something like, which makes me believe that you might not actually be here on an altruistic mission and might just be here to kidnap my friend, and so I'm going to have to refuse your engineering advice, and also please taste this grenade.
Nice. And so what does that panel look like? Like, are you like hurtling through space to throw a grenade at him?
No, he is like, he's grabbing an outflow valve or maybe like a handle on this ship. And like flings that grenade up. It's not like gonna damage Skip's ship, but the intent is to like create a flash to overload the sensors, so that the ship can scoot away.
Nice.
And so he throws it. It goes off, and then Virgo is hoping beyond hope that Wex and Leah know, okay, things have hit the fan, let's zoom.
Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
Yeah, I would love to. I am hopeless, so I get a -2 to this.
Oh, no.
I feel good about it, though.
Yeah. And unleash your powers uses freak?
Freak.
Okay, which is 0. I rolled a 2, I got a -2. That's a big old goose egg on the result.
Perfect. So go ahead and mark potential.
Yep.
So we get the grenade just like hurtling at the ship,
mm-hmm.
and Skip quickly just like slams a couple buttons on his display in front of him, and abruptly an enormous rift appears in space. It catches the grenade, So like the grenade goes flying through it, and then another one opens up in front of the hauler. The grenade comes forward towards the hauler and explodes like right in front of Leonova's view of the space.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is the one who is blinded instead. And the hauler suddenly like just like starts turning to the side, and its engines are running now, but it's been in kind of an off space. So it is starting to spin as it is hurtling through space. And Skip's voice just says, "All right, let's go ahead and take them." And the other three ships just move out from around his and start to like move to corral you in.
Mm.
Wex, you are clinging onto a rapidly spinning spaceship. You are near enough the door, you could probably get inside, but Leo definitely is not, does not have control of this ship. She's used to flying much smaller ships than this one.
Okay.
Much more bird-shaped ships than this one.
So yeah, I find a, like a hatch panel near where I am by the engines that I just like kick open and like pull myself down in kind of feet first and pull the door closed behind me. So now at least I'm inside the ship and I'm not going to get thrown off. And what I want to do is I want to run back to where the engines are on the inside of the ship. Where like there's like the way I'm imagining this is there's always the engine part that's inside the ship and the propellant cone thing that's on the back of the ship. So that was where I was before, but now I'm on like the inside of the engine room, and I want to find like there's the coolant unit that's on the outside that's going crazy, but there's like a raw coolant tank inside of like before the chemicals are mixed to form the foam coolant. And so I want to reroute I know that one of those chemicals is highly explosive before it's mixed, and so I want to reroute that into one of the engines to basically like pump some NOS into it. And
I was
try
literally about to ask if you were making knots.
and to try to like intermittently give the engines more thrust to burn us in the right direction to kind of stabilize the ship and push us in the right direction away from the enemy ships.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
What could go wrong? So that's a 7.
Okay, so on a 7 to 9, I'll tell you how it's unstable or temporary, or you can mark a condition.
It can be unstable or temporary.
Okay, cool. So you start pumping this stuff through the engine system, and it lights up just bright green. It's getting like really intensely hot back here also.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you're an engineer of a sort. You can tell this cannot keep on going forever.
Yeah.
This is something that will destroy your ship if you keep on going too much. But you're like the hauler brings itself into like a more controlled movement because it is now has to be going straight. Virgo, you're still out in space.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to catch up with the hauler? Or are you trying to, like, move towards one of the drift ships?
I'm trying to get to Wex and Leo, because I've got a plan. And I'm going to call in and say, I've got a plan, but you guys got to stall.
And I think it shouldn't be, like, yes, you're out in space with threats coming, but the threats aren't on you right now. I think we can, like, get a quick thing that shows you cutting at an angle across, them intentionally turning a bit to get you picked up.
Mm-hmm.
So the next panel has the three of you standing in like in the cockpit area. If you did something to clear a condition, feel free to clear that now. And Leo now is Leo still driving, or is someone else driving at this point?
Probably Leo. I mean, cool. I wouldn't, assuming that this is like us just walking into the cockpit, I wouldn't have, Wex would have timed it so that when Virgo got back to the ship, that was when he started heading towards the cockpit. Like, he doesn't want to go be in a room with Leo alone.
Oh. Great. So we've got the three of you standing in the cockpit. There's a whole display that you can see the four ships behind you. Leo is now in much more control of it. And the line was cut off when the whole rift thing went on. And you can see that it's starting to light up again. Mm. They're calling in.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up.
It's Skip again. He looks even more frustrated, and you can see he's got like a sheen of sweat on his brow already. Mm-hmm. Like there's something, like something in that those events like got him very warm. But now when he picks up, you get the three additional screens of the other three crafts, and I'm going to ask you a couple questions about who these people are. I have names for you. So up first is Dave Udela. Who's Dave Udela?
I think Dave Udela is one of the washed out people who are like in line to becoming the mob Regulus.
Nice.
They're someone who tried out and for maybe multiple years was involved with the Regulus family, but didn't make the cut.
Awesome.
And so joined Drift.
Are they like also in that kind of like animal style creature, or are they a different sort of thing?
Oh, that's a good question. And yes is the answer. I think that they are, they're like a lionfish. So they've got a breather helmet on in atmospheres with air.
Yeah.
And they've got just like spines and like all sorts of weird striped frills and stuff. And their spines are naturally venomous.
Awesome. And pronouns, are they them?
Yep.
Cool. Up next we have Thrasher. Who's Thrasher?
Thrasher, Thrasher, Thrasher. I'm going to work backwards from this sentence to what they look like visually. Thrasher is someone who has more arms than sense.
Good.
And so I think that I'm imagining something that is literally like a sea urchin, except okay. with like arms and like there. I think that the species probably doesn't make a huge distinction between hands and feet, so they're all just sort of like the primate hands that are kind of like weirdly somewhere between a hand and a human hand and foot. So the thumb is really like lower down on the arm. But they have a lot of arms, a lot of limbs. They bend in the middle, so it's all this kind of like weird. And so I think the spaceship probably that they're driving even has like lots of controls everywhere, and so they're constantly flipping something. Let's go with he, him pronouns for Thrasher. And I think that it's at the very core, where they're small, like they have a kind of like a small round body that has a turtle shell that has a bunch of like holes for arms to come out, and
cool.
like a couple big eyes.
Nice. And the fourth member of Drift is Primaris Valente.
Oh, I think this is like a weird android.
Ooh, I like nice. That a lot. Yeah.
Like just barely humanoid enough to just like to really hit you with that this is an android feel.
Okay.
And like a lot of like whites and silvers and no head. Like I think the like head is inside the like big chest piece.
I like that.
Yeah. And then nice. Like weirdly long arms.
Nice. I love it. Oh, these guys are great. And so in the background, actually, of Primera Valentis's craft, because Primera Valentis does not have a head, mm-hmm. you can see a little bit more of like what's inside the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see in the back, there's like an avocado green pod that has like vines wrapped all around it. And there's like various different eyes like peeking out between the different vines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like undulating. And like when the screen pops up, you can actually see that Dave Udela like glances at Primera Valentis's screen mm-hmm. and gives like a little like shudder at that. But Skip says, "All right, I give you your chance. If it's a race you want, it's a race you're gonna get. But I should warn you, Drift doesn't lose." Hey, who else is in there? Who is that? And Leonova kind of like turns to try to have her face less in the visual, but she definitely was spotted. And
I think But I think Wex doesn't even see that, and expecting her to answer before she can answer, he like leans forward right up in the camera almost to get in the way.
Okay.
Like she's still probably spotted, but he's putting his face up close to the camera, and he's just like, "Hey, Skip, eat my space dust," and he's gonna slam the button to end the call.
Nice. The call ends, and there is. Like the ship is at this point, the hauler is hauling,
mm-hmm.
and the other four attack ships are still behind you. They're while you're on this coolant system, you are faster than them. When it runs out, you're not. And up ahead, you see like some galactic Kirby crackle style stuff, and an enormous rift in space opens again.
Oh no.
You're hurtling right towards it, and you can see the space out there is like a brighter blue from the like cosmic-y purpley space that you're in right now. And there's all sorts of obstacles and asteroids and broken down ships through that rift. What do you do?
Well, Virgo like powers off his power armor and steps out of it, and it's still like standing up.
Nice.
And he looks at Wex and he looks at Leo and he says, "I've got a plan, but you got to trust me."
We flash back to a young Wyatt Wexford. We can immediately tell it's him. He doesn't have any of his cool new attachments or space things, any of his upgrades. This is pre-Warden of the Stellar Bastion. And he is in the arcade and playing the Stellar Bastion video game that would later lead to him going off to space.
Mm-hmm.
What does Wex look?
He hasn't hit that high score yet.
He hasn't hit that high score yet. Yeah, there's a different high score on there right now that is like it's prohibitively high.
Yeah,
it has been in there for months, and you haven't been able to come anywhere close to it. But you are. Standing and like playing the game hard, and things are getting bad. Why don't you go ahead and roll to unleash your powers using superior?
Okay, it's gonna be a 10.
We see you like running this machine in ways that should not be possible. Like, there is a point that like you suddenly just like knee the machine. And for a second, the screen like fuzzes and it comes back and your ship is like pulled over to the other side of the screen. And you just like, we just see you just absolutely crushing it. And okay, this is going to be the moment, actually. This is going to be it. And you're up against the final boss, which is just this enormous spaceship. And it's like, it's bullet hell style that you've got. It's impossible. It shouldn't be physically capable of happening. And then you win, and your score comes up, and it is above the highest score. It's above the highest score by like 2 points.
Yeah,
but it's also like at one of those points, like the score before was ended in like 9-9, and yours pulled it up over by 2. So like you've got like the 0-1 at the end of it.
Nice.
So it's like, you know, that was where that line was.
Yeah.
Wex just kind of like sits back for a second, just like looking at the score.
So I think also like you asked, so like what he looks like at this point, he's very young.
Yeah.
He's got like a tousled, like dirty blonde bowl cut. He's a small kid. He's probably like standing on a milk crate to even like get up high enough on the machine. So maybe, yeah, he leans back and just like kind of takes in the whole of the high score.
And there's not many people hanging around this machine. This is kind of like an older machine that's way less popular. But you start to feel like, you know, the feeling of someone like looking at your back. You start to get that feeling just like intensely.
He would just like kind of like his eyes would kind of go wide. We'd get the close up of his eyes with like the reflection of the high score in his pupils still. And then he would slowly turn around. Like, always keeping a hand on this big machine to steady him.
Yeah. There's a there's a young girl. She's like around your same age. She's sitting like at a Centurion game table.
Mm-hmm.
She has like a pad of paper in front of her and is just writing as she's like completely engrossed in it for a couple of seconds and then looks up and makes eye contact with you. And you can just see her like freeze. What do you do?
Wex would kind of, she's writing on like a pad of paper.
Yeah, she's got like a little like notebook that she's desperately scribbling in.
Wex would just kind of be like, kind of timidly be like, I got a high score.
And she kind of like jolts a little bit at that and says, yeah, you beat mine.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. That trick with your knee, that's clever.
Well, I've got a, not really like, it's something I discovered because I'm not tall enough to play the game without the, normally. And so I kind of have to like balance myself in an awkward way. And I found that it helped.
And she like gets up and walks over. She's like a little bit taller than you just because you're both kids.
Mm-hmm.
She looks at the machine and just like stares into your eyes for a second and says, is that that's an intended feature or is that an exploit? It glitched the screen. That makes it sound like it's an exploit.
I mean, nothing stopped me. So I guess it's part of the game.
Interesting. I'm going to beat you without exploits. And if you come back and get a new high score, I'm going to beat you again. No offense. And she takes a quarter and like puts it down on the machine.
And Wex would be like, it would step down off of the like milk crate and kind of like in a big broad gesture, like move, like wave his hands towards the machine and say, be my guest if you think you can.
She should probably also stand on the milk crate because she's not like tall enough to really use the machine comfortably. But she like pushes it aside with her foot and gets to playing as well. And we get just like a panel that shows the two of your faces in the display, like just like reflected on the glass. And then we get an interior shot of Primera Valentis's craft. And there's that pod that's like covered with plants and eyes, and the vines suddenly just pull aside and open up, and we see the now young woman standing there wreathed in these plants. Her skin, she was always fair skinned, but now it's like a milky pallor. And she has these just kind of like flat gray eyes. But as that starts to come on, as it starts to come undone around her, she like pulls her way through it and steps forward to put a hand on the back of Primera Valentis's shoulder. It's a shoulder without a head, but shoulder nonetheless. And she says, step aside. It's time for us to take them down. We come back to the interior of the hauler, and Leo and Virgo are in the cockpit.
Mm-hmm. We open a channel to Skip's ship.
Hey there, Virgo. Listen, I do not want to kill you.
I
really, truly don't.
I don't want to die.
And is that my dear friend Leo Nova over there? I don't want to kill her either.
Yeah, it's an odd galaxy when the Novas and the Reguluses are starting to team up here. And I think Leo like starts to say something and he elbows her. And he says, I'm sure you've noticed that our coolant system is, for lack of a better word, bad.
Completely flacked.
Yep. We need your help. And as much as I hate to say it, I am sending Wex to you now. And we see like a panel of like the top of the ship with like a little like latch doors opening, and the power armor like comes out of it and like floats out and starts to like jet towards Skip's ship. And we like cut back to Virgo's face, and he says like, he's in the Regulus power armor. This is collateral and a good faith. But also, that power armor has a tracker in it. And so if you do anything to hurt him, we know exactly where to come and find you.
Absolutely. Not a problem. We'll bring our ships around and get you all cleaned up. Thank you very much, Virgo. Pleasure doing business with you.
And we get a final panel that shows Wex in the armor hurtling towards the four drift ships, and we see that the cannons on the Primera Volantis are starting to spool up as the young woman prepares to blast Wex into oblivion.
You turn to the last page of the comic and find a page of letters to the editor. Do you have questions or comments? Send your letters in written or short audio format to letters@protean.city. We'll publish your letters with every issue and a response from our editors. Dear Protean City editorial team, I cannot get enough of your splendid space shenanigans. Your galactic gallivanting gives me great glee. The regal house of Regulus, the wanderings of Wyatt Wexford, the zeal of Zodiac, please, I must have more. Signed, Craving Cosmic Content in Corpus Christi. Well, good news, Corpus Christi. After a short break, Virgo and Wex are back at it again in House of Regulus, issue 13. Hey, wait, that's this issue. Look, you've got to give me these issues earlier. It just doesn't make any sense if we're answering people and telling them to go read the issue they just read. I know you're busy, but we've got to be better at this. I'm the one who has to go read these things, and I just feel like a fool.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt.
Virgo Regulus is played by Taylor LaBresche, who can be found on Twitter at The Leviathan Files. Check out his podcast, Game Closet, and buy his games at riverhousegames.com. Wyatt Wexford was played by James Malloy, who can be found on Twitter at AndTheMeltdowns.
The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.